believe that the protest is part of the element of democracy, and that in a democracy, people have a right to peacefully protest, and that the government has an obligation and a duty to listen to those that are protesting for one reason or the other. And as a party, we had emphasized the need for whatever education or protest that may be by the citizens, that it must be conducted in a very peaceful manner.
President Tinubu addressed the nation on Sunday and called for dialogue. Your party says that the president's speech was diversionary and that it failed to address the issues. What do you think the president should have said or could have said?
I'll give you an example. There were specific demands made by the protesters. The policies of the government, like we have emphasized, was ill-timed, ill-advised, especially the abrupt, without due consultation of petroleum product prices, and the abrupt removal of the subsidy was such that have a dislocation and they have a cascading negative effect on the Nigerian economy. And that has dislocated lives in Nigeria. And that has resulted in inflation, the rising cost of food items and medicines and all of that. Added to that is the abrupt removal, or whatever you call the floating of the naira.
Let me ask you, there are reports that some of the protesters have been flying the Russian flag, and some have also called for the military to step in. What do you make of that?
I mean, for all those calls are irresponsible. We don't support that. This is a great country that has the potential to be very great in the community of nations worldwide. And we believe that we can resolve all the issues. Democracy is the best form of government. We have adopted that. And this country, PDP, we must emphasize this. PDP established the culture of the peaceful transfer of power. You recall in 2015, after 16 years in government, the PDP ensured a peaceful transfer of power. That is the essence of democracy. So any call for those is uncalled for, is irresponsible. That is not what we believe in. We believe that there must be conversation. We believe that there must be dialogue. We believe that when there are issues, as we have right now, it's available, the president should listen to those demands and must begin to set up machinery to allow for engagement, so that the essence of the protest will not be lost to people who do not mean well for the country. So that is irresponsible of whoever might, for those who might be behind that. Our party is democratic. It has shown its character as democratic. Believe in the peaceful transfer of power, has demonstrated it and has established that foundation for this country.